Your Best Marriage podcast. I'm your host, Whitney Shio.
And I'm your host, Bessa Shio.
And this is a place where we believe that every marriage out there has a chance to be long-lasting, happy, and fulfilling.
Oh, yeah.
You can always reach out to us on social media. I'm at Whitney Shio on Twitter.
And I'm at Bessa Shio on Twitter.
Of course, you can like us on Facebook.
Which is Facebook.com/... Live Your Best Marriage.
And you can always go back to the place where it started.
Which is liveyourbestmarriage.com.
/blog.
But if you can't find your way, just go to Live Your Best Marriage.
Yes.
/blog.
Absolutely. Okay. Absolutely. And we are just overwhelmed with excitement because we just recently started this podcast a couple months ago. And we already have 4,000 listens. So that's a really, really huge, exciting deal for us.
For us, yeah.
We definitely don't take it lightly when someone decides to spend time listening to our material. So
no, we don't.
And we also just hope that we can be a source of encouragement.
To you and yours.
And inspiration as well.
Oh, yeah.
So, and again, this is definitely not therapy. You don't need to be fixed.
And we are not...
We're not trying to fix anyone. We just want you guys to see that we're real people with real problems. We've been together for 13 years. We have 4 children. And we do believe it's worth it to stick together.
Oh, yeah, it's worth it. And as the name suggests, live your best marriage. So don't try to use somebody else's marriage as a template to put on your marriage. It's basically what we are doing is just give you ideas that you can use your own creativity and the power of prayer and all that, and then make your marriage to be the best it can be.
Absolutely.
Which is, everybody's marriage is different, everybody's different, and only you know what is going on there. And only you and your spouse can figure out, using creativity and power prayer and all that, the best way to move forward to get things better.
That's right.
So what are we talking about today, Whitney?
So as you just explained, you gave us a really nice look at the meaning of Live Your Best Marriage.
It's truly
about you guys. It's not about trying to keep up with someone else or
the Kardashians.
You don't have...
Are they even married?
I don't know. I don't follow them.
I don't follow them either.
I'm
but you know when you say keeping up with...
Oh, keeping up with the Joneses.
The Joneses.
I don't follow the Kardashians. I'm always told that I live in like a fairyland. Like a nice little, what is it, Pollyannish? Is that how you say it?
Yeah.
Pollyannish. Like I'm just too sheltered. I don't follow those things. No, that's not true, actually. Anyway, before I got totally sidetracked... Which I do because I have ADD, but that's beside the point. I wanted to go over that meaning that Pesa just gave you guys about what it means to live your best marriage, because we need to spend some time looking at the word best. What is that all about?
What does best mean anyway?
So best, I'm sure you can find the exact definition. We like exact definitions around here.
Okay.
But first, while he's looking for that, I'll just get into what he mentioned earlier about it's your best. It's not someone else's best. So whatever works for you guys as a family, whatever works for your household, might not work for someone else. And vice versa, of course. But also, it gets interesting because it's never really always going to be the best. And what we mean by that is this is real life, and we all make mistakes. No one is perfect.
So the best is the most excellent, effective, and desirable type of quality.
Right.
So
as much as we want those things, as much as we want excellence, It will not happen. Yes. Yeah, the most desirable.
Because we are humans.
Right. It doesn't always happen. It's not 100%.
No.
So truly, when you are doing your best, it's just that.
You're doing your best.
It's not perfection. Seeking perfection just, I think, really makes it more of a struggle.
Yes.
And makes it less enjoyable because perfection just doesn't even exist.
It doesn't.
So another thing we wanted to get into today is I look at the word best and I see the word E. I see the letter E.
Okay.
The letter. Sorry, I need to learn how to... I need to learn...
The word E, right?
I need to learn the alphabet, apparently. I need to learn how to read, too.
The word E, uh-huh.
The word E. Actually, the word experience starts with the letter E.
Okay.
And in marriage, a lot of times, you can look at other couples and see the hard times that they've gone through.
Yeah.
And you can still learn from that without you actually going through that hard time
yourself. What they went through, yes.
Personally. So that's something that I really, really, really wanted to get into and talk about because we hear, you know, from a lot of sources, okay, well, experience is the best teacher, or you need experience. Mm-hmm. You need to get more and more experience, and then the better you'll be. But what I really want to encourage all of you guys out there is to just go ahead and try as much as you can. When you see mistakes happening around you, when you see other couples going through a really difficult time, see what you can learn from it.
Yeah.
I've heard pastors describe it as, you know what, I can learn from someone else's shipwreck.
Yes.
I don't have to have my own
shipwreck.
Yeah.
And I've had somebody say, like, I don't have to use cocaine to be able to know that it's bad for you.
That it's, right, that it's going to mess you up.
Yeah, I've had somebody say that too.
Right.
Yes. And also somebody said that you cannot live in one lifetime. You cannot have enough experiences in one lifetime to know what is the best way to live your life. So the best way to do it is just look at how other people have lived their lives. Mm-hmm. And some of these things are in the Bible, some of them is in the newspaper, whatever. But you can see how not mm-hmm. to do things.
Yes, you can learn yes. the lessons that are there. And actually, that's one of the reasons why they're there to begin with.
Yeah.
It's something that you can learn from.
Yes.
And so that you don't have to go through...
You don't have to go through them.
All the consequences that those people...
And most of these things are just... It's the cause and effect. You do this, this will happen. You do this, this will happen. So you don't really need to do it because you've seen hundreds of people who have done it. It's well documented that mm-hmm. if you do this, your wife will be mad. Why do it?
So, and I like that example. I like when you do this, it won't be long until you get that.
Yes.
So, because you can't have this without that.
They have to come together.
A lot of times.
Yes.
And so, and I've heard the example or the analogy of adultery.
Okay.
Yes, you'll have this. You'll have this fun, but pretty soon that pain will catch up with you. It won't be long until you get that.
Yes.
So
and also the pain will, once the pain catches up with you, it will last for a longer time compared right. to the quote-unquote fun. The right. pain is longer.
Right. Absolutely.
Yes. Yes.
Absolutely. It's almost heartbreaking sometimes when you hear stories of how an affair ended just as abruptly as it started.
Yeah.
It died down very, very quickly. And the consequences that affected the family members, the friends, and everybody who was involved last for the rest of their life.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
So it's really, again, going back to the word best, We are not always at our best.
No.
But, and it's okay to make mistakes. But at the same time, it's also okay to learn from someone else's
mistakes.
You don't have to get experience.
And you can yourself. Learn from our mistakes too.
Right, absolutely.
So is there a mistake that you want to share with, so they can, in the spirit of sharing, in the spirit of learning from our mistakes, mm-hmm. is there a mistake that you're like, wow, I wish I had known this before, and now that I've gone through it, I wouldn't really want, other than the fact that you married me. Okay, I'm kidding.
Wow. No, I would say learning how to communicate.
Okay.
Really, I think that has always been a really big hang up for us, because in the beginning of our marriage, Pesa was more, what would you say, outspoken? Or just, what is that word for someone who's just, they just say what they're thinking, they don't hold back, they're very clear.
Loving.
He was always very clear.
Very loving.
And very direct. Whereas I was very, very quiet, and I used to hold back a lot. And so you had these two opposites, which being different is good. I always like to remind people of that. It's okay to be different. You don't want to be exactly like your spouse. But he would say something that I thought was just too much, just too harsh. And then instead of me expressing my opinion of that, I would just keep quiet. I would just totally keep quiet and most of the time let it go. Well, 10 years into our relationship, postpartum depression hit after we had our third baby. So that brought up these really, really, really extreme emotions mm-hmm. on my part.
And when I say extreme.
Extreme. It was very extreme. And so what it did was, it was horrible. I remembered all of those times when, okay, again, he was very clear. mm-hmm. He was very direct. He knew what he wanted. He knew he did not hold back. And he was okay with being in charge. So I remembered all those times I kept quiet, and all of the sudden during this period when I had postpartum depression, I sort of unleashed all of that, and it came out in the form of bitterness, and this resentment just built up what seemed like overnight. I mean, I guess it had been building up over time and I didn't even realize it, mm-hmm. but had I known the ways to communicate, if I knew what to say, how to say it, and the right time to say it back then, I don't think we would have gone through that much pain and anguish.
No.
I really don't think so. I wouldn't have had so many feelings of resentment coming out like all at once.
And it's because we were raised from, this is not an excuse, but because we are raised from different places, mm-hmm. one culture values being direct in terms of if you have something that's bothering you, mm-hmm. you express it because there's no way the other person will know. While Whitney came from a culture where they valued doing the right thing mm-hmm. and being polite.
Right.
So you don't, you have to, you're worrying about your social graces.
Mm-hmm. Social graces.
So it's not so much about that we were using, we were not minding our social graces. We were more expressive.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yes. And so I've noticed that in his family, it's okay to say what you think.
Yes.
And then everybody just looks at it as, okay, they're saying what they think.
Yes.
I'm not saying they don't ever get offended, but it's okay to speak your mind. But in my house growing up, no. You did not just, even still to this day, with my parents, I tiptoe around my parents.
Yes.
Because if I tell them my real opinion, even if it has something to do with child rearing, like something practical or something reasonable, they just get offended. They take it personally. And so I keep quiet. So I took that habit of keeping quiet into my marriage.
Yes.
So you had one person who was just, I'm going to tell you to your face.
But you see, when it's like telling you to your face, it's not like being mean. So it's not like, oh, I'm cursing you out. No, it's not about being cursing out. It's just saying, hey, for example, this went wrong, or I loved how you did this, or I did. Just, there's an issue. I'm clear about it. While I notice from your side, even if there's an issue, you rather not say it, and you rather keep quiet than bring it up.
Right.
Because you are more offended, you are more worried about how the other person will take it.
Mm-hmm.
So this, I'm not here to say one way of doing things is the right way and the other way is the wrong way. It's just like once you realize that that's what's going on in your marriage. Remember, we are trying to help you live your best marriage.
Mm-hmm.
So if that's what you realize that's what's going on in your marriage, now either. If that's what your wife is going through, maybe don't, I don't want to say don't be too direct, or even if you're direct, ask her what she, encourage her to speak up to,
right.
To say her point.
Right.
And sometimes it might be like, oh my God, I'm asking her one more time just to get her point out.
Mm-hmm.
But, because her point is also valid, but we need to encourage her to bring it out.
And I think the biggest feeling of regret that I had during that time of postpartum depression was I would look back on certain conversations and just certain situations that we had in the marriage, and I would ask myself, okay, why didn't you stand up for yourself? Why didn't you speak up? You know, so that was one of my biggest regrets.
Yes.
If there was a situation where I didn't feel like I was included in making a decision.
Yes.
So then during this really rough time that we went through, I would just constantly stew over that and then blame myself. Like, okay, well, you're the one who kept quiet. You're the one who didn't say what needed to be said.
Yeah.
You didn't let your opinion be known. So it's... That was, to answer your question, to make a long story short and to answer your question of what the hardest lesson I've learned in marriages, it's that. There was just this communication barrier, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And I think sometimes we still have it, but what, you know, actually a tip that I can share that has helped is learning leadership. And I know that sounds totally random, but Pesa and I have gone, I know, it doesn't sound exciting. He looks like he's going to fall asleep.
No, I am so excited. But I mean, that's what we need. We
honestly,
need to learn leadership.
If you could read a book about leadership, I think there's one by John Maxwell, 21 Laws or something of Leadership or what, it's something like that. Or if you could just take a leadership training that is offered either at your local university or somewhere in your community, I'm telling you, that has helped me so much with my communication. It just, I don't know how it works, but now I'm better when it comes to just being more direct.
Yes.
And being clear and to the point. I mean, I'm not at the level of where I just put a process before people. I don't just go down the list and check the boxes and forget about people's feelings.
Yes.
No, I mean, I still try not to offend people, but I'm very, very clear
about
what needs to be done and what went wrong and how we can fix it. So, which, I mean, is super important because we own a business, so we have a lot of meetings with other people where I definitely do need those communication skills. But in marriage, it can be helpful too. So I know, as weird as that might sound, you would not believe how helpful leadership training is. It just changes. It can change your mindset. The dorkiest things, but really, it's if you want to know honestly a tip that I would recommend, that would definitely
go and learn leadership.
Sign up for a leadership class.
That would really help your mind.
A leadership course.
Sign up for a leadership course.
It really. It because also.
Is there a leadership course that you can actually suggest for our folks?
There is a book. Mm-hmm. It's a very easy read. It's a short book because otherwise I wouldn't have read it. It's called 9 Things a Leader Must Do by Dr. Henry Cloud.
Okay.
And I highly suggest reading that.
Okay, so we'll put that on the show notes. Nine Things a Leader Must Do.
Yes. And I swear, it's like less than 100 pages.
Is that the dude who wrote the book on boundaries?
I know he's the boundaries expert.
Okay.
But in this particular book, when he talks about the certain qualities that a leader has, or the actions that they take, there's a section where he described that there are some people in your life, relatives, friends, coworkers, whoever, who are simply not capable of treating you with the respect that you feel like you need to be given.
Mm-hmm.
And that really did help me a lot because he said you just need to lower your expectations when you're dealing with that. Okay. And that, I mean, that could be happening in marriages as well. I mean,
oh yeah.
A lot of times we really do need to lower our expectations. We can't expect our spouse to just know
everything you're thinking.
Everything we want, everything we're thinking. So apparently, I think it sounds like he thinks I expect him to know everything I'm thinking. I really don't, but I can honestly say that really, really helped me feel better with some of the people that I interact with. I don't expect them to have the maturity that it takes to, you know,
deal with you.
Not deal with me, but help me when it comes to solving certain problems. I don't know, I kind of feel like I'm going way off topic
I just want to remind, like, that book, you said 9
Things a Leader Must Do by Dr. Henry Cloud.
And just the fact that for me, just as a nice segue, we can say is like what I've learned from you, that situation is not to assume that just because somebody is keeping quiet does not mean they are agreeing with you.
Mm-hmm.
I had to get that one. Just because somebody's keeping quiet does not mean they are okay with the plan. So even if I show the plan, I came up with the idea, I show the plan, and she is like, okay. That does not mean she's on board 100%. She might just be very respectfully disagreeing with me,
listening,
but she just doesn't have the courage to say no or something like that. So I have to create an environment where she feels safe to be able to come out and say, hey, you know what, I think you are crazy and this plan is not going to work.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yes, absolutely. So see, just as I had mentioned a couple minutes ago, there are times when you have to lower your expectations and realize that person is not capable of certain things. So just as he illustrated, I am not capable of speaking up as quickly as I should. And it does become awkward sometimes because I can see how he would think that he should just go ahead and start whatever project it is or whatever he thinks needs to be done, thinking that
you're okay with it,
that I'm fine with it. But I'm really like, oh no, I don't think that's the best. But so, I'm afraid if I say it, I'll be told, like, okay, why?
No, actually, I have to make it easier for you when, because I know that's a hard thing for you to speak up. So I have to make it easy for you to be able to speak up. And because, again, going back to how you are raised and how I was raised, yes, you are still, we've been together for 13 years. So we've been together for a long time. But that does not mean we don't carry some of the things that we came with into the relationship. And somebody might be wanting to do something, but in here, they already are still carrying what they came with into the relationship. So I came with that. Speak up, speak often, always keep updating, but constantly speak. I came from a place where everybody's always talking. So the concept of somebody not talking, it's...
I think that was interpreted as that person just doesn't really know.
No, it's like that person is okay with it.
Yeah.
Or if they were not okay with the situation, they would be saying, hey, hey.
Yeah. Hey. Yes. So folks, just as a recap, we want to encourage you guys to live your best marriage.
Your best marriage.
And as you're trying your best, keep in mind that it's not always going to be perfect. And you don't have to experience a problem for yourself to learn from it.
From it.
So we will be back in a couple of days. We love having you.
Yes, and don't forget to subscribe. Don't forget to subscribe. If you are listening to this on iTunes, hit the subscribe button. If you're listening to this in SoundCloud, subscribe.
And we love reading your comments. And don't forget to give us a rating.
Yes, don't forget to give us a rating. And until next time, bye.
Bye-bye.
And God bless.
Are you tired of being upset, lonely, feeling empty, or just plain frustrated with your marriage? And no matter how hard you try, you're not getting anywhere, just going in circles? No matter how much you try to make time for one another in your schedule, or how many times you say, I'm sorry, Pesa and I have put together 99 ideas to help you connect with that one special person so that things can start to be more like the way they were before everyday life got in the way and caused the two of you to drift apart. We want you to have 99 ways to show love to your spouse absolutely free. You can find it at 99waystoshowlovetoyourspouse.com. Because here at Live Your Best Marriage, we truly hope that the two of you can move closer together and enjoy the connection that comes from achieving a stronger bond. Again, that's 99waystoshowlovetoyourspouse.com. That's the number 99waystoshowlovetoyourspouse.com.